The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hello, hello, and welcome to the morning ritual. Meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today's practice is all about energy. And who doesn't want more energy? Energy is the key to happiness. We can have all the money in the world, but if we don't have energy, it's hard to do the things that we want to do. Show up to the people and the places that we want to show up for. And it's just harder to feel genuine joy. And when thinking about ways to increase your energy levels, most people think, I'll prioritize sleep, I'll eat super nutritious foods, I'll exercise more, drink more water. And while these are all amazing and important factors to our energy levels, you could have all of that in place and still find yourself exhausted and depleted and burnt out. And I've certainly been here before, thinking I'm doing all the right things and then some, but I'm still tired. And I've come to find that the often overlooked factor to our energy levels is actually something much subtler than exercise and food and sleep. It's our mind state. It's our attention or lack of attention. Have you ever heard the expression, where our attention goes, our energy flows? Our attention has the power to give us energy or take our energy. Just like people can give us energy or take our energy. Now, when we put our attention on real, living, breathing, present moment things, there's this reciprocal energy exchange that happens. We give energy into something, we get energy back, and it's a super sustainable reciprocal exchange. Now, what do I mean by that? When we put our attention on something that doesn't exist in the here and the now, something that's not kind of grounded in reality, it's like a black hole sucking our energy and giving us nothing in return. So what's not real? Well, the past, the future, the only thing that we really have right now is the present. So when we get caught up rehashing the past, replaying the past, wishing the past was something different, or worrying about trying to control, plan for the future, it's a big energy suck. And while it's inevitable that our brain is going to go to the past, going to go to the future, we don't want to stay stuck there. And the best way to prepare for the future is actually to be really present with yourself and give yourself what you need in this present moment, trusting that you'll be prepared for the future. So when we focus on the present and bring our attention to our bodies, to our breath, to our environment in the here and the now, it's a natural energy boost. It's nourishing. So that's what we'll practice today. I'll have you settle into a comfortable meditative posture. And just carve out these next few minutes to replenish your energy. And I recommend that you do this practice seated, as there is energy that runs up and down the spine. You might be able to connect to that today. However, this practice can also be done laying down. The most important thing is that you're comfortable. And before we get to the meditation, I want to say that the Morning Rituals May Gathering, I'm now hosting these completely free virtual gatherings. Our May gathering is going to be all about this. How can we have more energy? How can we sustain our energy? How can we notice what is depleting our energy levels and kind of make boundaries around that? So if you're interested in exploring this topic more, if you find that you're tired and you don't know why, you might really find this gathering helpful. So be sure to register for the Morning Rituals May gathering, which will be held on Zoom at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, May 24th. Once again, it's completely free. It will leave you feeling inspired and energized to live in a way that nourishes you as opposed to depletes you. So the link to register is in the show notes below, and I look forward to seeing you then and there. Now to our meditation. So as you settle into your comfortable meditative posture, I want you to know that for the next few minutes, there is no need to keep track of time. I'll do that for you. You can soften the eyes closed and just let yourself kind of land into the practice, into this moment, and into your body. And to start, we'll connect to the breath, and I'm going to recommend that you place one or both hands on the lower belly or the lower ribcage. And with the hands on the body, see if you can notice the movement of the belly, of the ribs as you breathe. Now, the most common thing I see here is that people want to manipulate and control the movement, and they actively expand the belly on the breath in and forcefully pull the belly in as they breathe out. But instead of doing that, I want you to really strip it back, release any and all doing, and notice what's naturally happening. What's naturally there for you. The belly just naturally expands on the inhale and softly contracts on the exhale, and you don't need to do anything. Your breath knows where to go and how to get there. Your natural state is perfect. You don't need to do anything right now. Now, if you had the hand on the belly, just release the hand down on your lap or by your side. And the same goes for your body. The body is perfect just as it is. You don't need to force it into some perfect position. Can you let your body soften into a natural state, releasing any doing? Give yourself an opportunity to meet yourself where you're at. Not a version of you that is forcing or trying to do this practice in a certain way. Meet yourself where you're at. Let the breath be. Let the body be. Ground yourself into the present in a really honest and authentic way. Let's come back to that statement, where our attention goes, our energy flows. So let's rest a non-judgmental attention back on the breath. Judgment depletes our energy. Noticing with curiosity nourishes our energy. Notice what's going on with your breath, with openness and curiosity. Lovely. So now let's bring the attention into the body and notice the energy that's already there. So let's start with your radiant face. Feel the energy of the face, of the cheeks, the eyes, the mouth. Ready to see, ready to speak, ready to connect. Then the energy down your arms and into your hands. Maybe you can even sense a tingling in the hands. Notice the energy that's running up and down the spine as your head floats buoyant on top of the body and your tailbone roots down, connecting you to the moment. Feel the energy between those two spaces, the head and the tail. And the belly is filled with energy, constantly digesting your day, your food, constantly digesting life. The pelvis and the hips are also a source of lots of energy. Connect to the energy that lives in the pelvis, in the hips. And then feel your legs and your feet and the energy that is found there. Zooming out and feel your whole body now, every single cell of the body vibrating with energy. It's fact. Then we have the breath, which on the inhale nourishes us, gives us energy. And on the exhale, cleanses and clears, releases the old. We're going to end with a few deeper breaths. Inhale, take in the gorgeous energy that you need, that you want. Exhale, release the rest. Breathing in to comfortably full and hold the breath. Open up the mouth and exhale completely. Really, really great work. So the more that you bring your attention to the present moment, to the breath, to the body, to what's happening in the here and the now, the truth of reality right now, that will nourish you, give you energy. The more your brain travels to the past, worries about the future, gets caught in anything but the truth, gets caught in lies. Lies are very, very, very depleting for our energy. So stay light, stay honest, stay present, and you'll notice a big shift in your energy. And remember, the Morning Rituals May gathering is going to be all about this. It'll be held on Zoom at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, May 24th. It'll be 30 minutes long, and we'll dive into the hidden ways in which we can have more energy. You can register in the show notes below, and I hope to see you then. Let's end today's practice the way we always do, with a full breath in, a complete breath out, and have a lovely day.